and, you know, thinking that repenting of your sin is somehow going to get you into heaven. It's foolishness. It would be me looking, me being a thief and looking at another thief. And the other thief, he stole $1 billion and I've only stole $1 million and think that I'm just going to get off because he stole $1 billion. Okay, well, he's going to get judged according to the billion he stole. You're going to get judged according to the million you stole. Even if it was a $1, you will be judged according to that. Go to Galatians chapter number 2. Galatians chapter number 2. If you're trusting your repentance, you still have to pay for the sins that you've committed. Hypothetically, if you commit one sin and repent of all the other sin, you never commit the other sin. Guess what? You still are guilty of the one sin. That's a problem for you. Okay? And arguably, there are some people that are worse sinners than others. The Bible preaches this. The Bible teaches this. Some people are arguably more sinful. They've committed more sins. They've done more unrighteousness. And as a whole, in the Old Testament, you had the Jews, and then you had the Gentiles. As a whole, they look at the Gentiles and say they're more sinful. And in many cases, they're right. Not always, but generally speaking. And look what it says in verse number 15. Let's do verse 14 too. But when I saw that they walked not uprightly according to the truth of the gospel, I said unto Peter before them all, if thou being a Jew livest after the manner of Gentiles, not as do the Jews, why compellest thou the Gentiles to live as do the Jews? We who are Jews by nature, not sinners of the Gentiles, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. So he contrasts Jews to the sinners of the Gentiles. Notice he has a quantifier on the Gentiles. They're sinners. They're worse than the Jews. But guess what? That doesn't matter because you're still sinful too. We have before proved that all are under sin. All are guilty. All have come short of the glory of God. He says, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law, for by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. Notice the Bible makes it clear. No work is going to get you into heaven. You say, what's the works of the law? Well, keeping the commandments, but also not breaking the commandments. When you're not disobeying, and you're not disobeying his clear statutes of thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not commit adultery, and thou shalt not bear false witness, have no other gods before me. When you observe those, you're doing the works of the law. And the Bible's saying you're not going to get justified by doing that. I don't care how much you've turned and now you're obeying the works of the law. You're not going to be justified by turning to those works of the law. The works of the law are not going to save you. Just like whenever I'm driving down the highway going 100 and the speed limit says 50 and then the cop flips his lights on and I slam on my brakes and now all of a sudden I'm going 50. He can still pull me over. Oh, well, wait a minute. Now I'm going 50, sir. Now I'm obeying. Now I'm doing right. Well, I'm not going to give you a ticket for obeying now. I'm going to give you a ticket for when you disobeyed, for when you broke the law, for when you actually did something wrong. Okay? So obeying God's commandments is not going to save you. It's going to prevent you from more punishment. That's all it'll do. It's not logical to think that, oh, now I'm obeying, therefore I'm going to escape the judgment of my previous sins, of my previous disobeying. Obviously, we should try not to break God's commandments, but here's the problem. You already have. Here's the problem. You're already guilty. And in reality, you're going to keep doing it. You have a problem. You have a sin problem. Go to Revelation 21. Let me tell you the extremity of this. If you think your repentance is going to get you saved, well, I have bad news because even one sin will keep you out of heaven. Just one. Well, I don't sin anymore. Okay, well, have you ever sinned? Revelation 21, look at verse number 27. And there shall in no wise enter into it. What is this? The new heavens, the new earth, the new Jerusalem. Anything that defileth, neither whatsoever work of the abomination, or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hey, telling one lie, making one lie, you won't enter into heaven. You had to be perfect, and you're not. So no matter how many, well, I repented of lying. I only did it once. Well, there's a problem, because whosoever maketh a lie is not going to enter in. And we all know, you haven't told one lie. If you say that to me, you just lied again, okay? That's evidence of the fact that you lied more. Go to James chapter 2. Let me show you from another place in Scripture. People that think that they're more righteous than others have a wrong concept of what it takes to get to heaven. It's not having stolen less money. It's the fact that you've stolen. You're in trouble, okay? And when it comes to sinning, it's not that you're better than other sinners, because you may be. You may be more righteous than other people. In fact, I guarantee you are. I guarantee nobody in here is as bad as Jeffrey Dahmer. No one's as bad as Ted Bundy. No one in here is as bad as Don Lemon or Ellen DeGeneres or Rachel Maddow or, you know, some, you know, Joel Osteen, a false prophet. No one is as bad as they are. But guess what? Being more righteous than them still is not going to get you into heaven. Your righteousness has to exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees. And obviously, we know that they were hypocrites and they weren't really that righteous. But I think Christ used that picture because they were, in everybody's mind, the most righteous person. They looked at the scribes and Pharisees and said, if we were going to point to the most righteous person in the room, they would point to that person, essentially. And they're saying, you have to be more righteous than those guys. And they're like, I'm in trouble. The scribes and the Pharisees are probably thinking like, yeah, that's right, buddy. They're like, you have to be more than yourself. You're like, how does that work? James chapter 2, look at verse 10. For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend at one point, he is guilty of all. Hey, you repented of every single sin, but did you commit one sin? You're guilty. And when you're guilty, guess what? You're going to the same place as Jeffrey Dahmer. You're going to the same place as Joel Osteen. You're going to the same place as Todd Ferguson. Hell. You're going to hell. If you don't believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, if you're trusting in your repentance, if you're trusting in how good you are, you're not saved. There's none good, no, not one.